Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Zika virus that swept through South and Central America has been in the U.S. for months, but we're just now seeing the first cases of locally acquired Zika, and that has led to an unprecedented warning from the CDC.
This is in our backyard.
Federal officials stressing the importance of mosquito control amid an outbreak of Zika virus in South Florida. The CDC issuing an unprecedented travel warning, advising pregnant women and their partners not to travel to a small community just north of downtown Miami. The historic move coming amid an increasing number of locally transmitted Zika cases in the area among people bitten by mosquitoes. I'm Reed Binion.
Donald Trump is escalating his personal attacks on Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine and Bernie Sanders, even as he continues to dig in his war of words with a Gold Star family.
The ongoing feud between Trump and the parents of a slain Muslim U.S. soldier, Captain Humayun Khan, escalates. The dispute rocking the GOP. Dozens of Republican leaders forced to come out in support of the Khans.
We want to honor the families of those who have served and those who have sacrificed, all of us.
Trump's campaign bombarding their supporters on Capitol Hill with emails, urging them to back his position. But instead, getting the cold shoulder.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Meanwhile, the Republican nominee for president brings his campaign to Loudoun County later this morning.
Loudoun County is the key to his victory in Virginia.
Donald Trump will be holding a rally at Briarwoods High School in Ashburn this morning at 11. Will Estrada, who chairs the Loudoun County Republican Party, says with this being Trump's first visit since securing the nomination, they're expecting a large crowd.
The venue holds 1,500, and I expect that it will be maxed out.
This is Trump's Virginia campaign chair, Corey Stewart.
We're going to be focused on veterans issues, the reform of the VA, rebuilding our military, and bringing back manufacturing jobs.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is suggesting that fellow billionaire Donald Trump is afraid to release his tax returns. At an event with Hillary Clinton in Omaha, Buffett criticized Trump for breaking with decades of presidential campaign tradition. And Buffett's also pledging to help voters cast their ballot for Clinton.
Warren Buffett said he will drive people to the polls on Election Day in November. He put on a chauffeur's hat. So this is really a sign of how the rule book has been thrown out in this campaign.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Ellicott City is beginning the long repair and restoration effort after a flash flood devastated historic Main Street Saturday night. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman told WMAL.
We're doing well, though. We had about 180 cars that had to be moved. We've moved most of those already. There were 20 or so cars that were actually got all the way down to the Patapsco River, and we're actually in the river.
Ellicott City has always been able to rebound from setbacks, he says, despite its vulnerable location.
Ellicott City is just in a position where we have buildings, historic buildings that are built on top of a river that goes down into the Patapsco River, and mm-hmm. So it makes it very vulnerable.
Some people have lost their homes, their businesses, or both in that once-in-a-thousand-year flood. The United Way is now taking donations. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,405, the Nasdaq at 5,184. Sports, the Nets pound the Diamondbacks to give Steven Strasburg his 15th win. The O's were idle. They host the Rangers tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
About where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltway accident in Silver Spring. Outer loop at 29 Colesville Road. They're trying to push that to the shoulder. It's giving us extra pressure on 95 with delays. Very slow to merge onto that outer loop delay. On 270 now as you pass the Monocacy southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown with the stop and go. A little bit of volume starting to build in through to Rockville. Virginia, Sterling. Southbound 28 approaching the toll road. It's been about the volume. Crews say they're not working anything there, but the delay's getting quite heavy. 66, the broken down in Centerville, now over to the shoulder. You see that activity, a dump truck. And then eastbound right before the Beltway, we still have the right lane blocked with the broken down as well. 395 heavy in Landmark and across the 14th Street Bridge. 50 delays inside the Beltway near 410. The crash outside of the Beltway on 50 happened in the westbound direction in the median, but everyone inbound checking out the activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures, meaning right where we should be this time of year as we head on through today. Up in the upper 80s, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Might be some patchy fog in spots this morning. Some clouds tonight, down to 71. Wednesday, increasing clouds, isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 85 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Woodbridge, 72 in Greenbelt, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A top advisor to Jeb Bush is leaving the GOP and says she could vote for Hillary Clinton. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, Nomiki Cones will join us. Bernie supporter. What are the Bernie people doing these days? Where are they going? We'll talk to Nomiki coming up at 8:05. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I'm stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
Tattoos are forever.
I'm on my way.
Just like certain STDs. In fact, oftentimes they go hand in hand. And I wonder if you have some tattoo stories that you could share with us with regard to unfortunate tattoos. Not just yours, actually. I'm talking more about a partner, a romantic liaison, somebody that you are in love with or committed to or someone that you have a relationship with that at one point in their lives got a tattoo that you really wish they would get rid of now. If they could, without leaving some drastic scarring. Have you married somebody or are you in a committed relationship with someone who has an unfortunate tattoo that you are now stuck with? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. What an odd question to start your 7 a.m.
I was just thinking that, Larry. Yeah,
here's why. It's in the news right now that Lea Michele...
There's a hook to this story.
Seems to be. The actress from Glee. You remember Glee,
Yeah.
Good old Glee.
Yeah,
so on screen, her boyfriend was the character Finn, who was played by Corey Monteith. All right. Now, Corey, of course, tragically died, if you remember, in the final season of Glee, in a hotel room up in Vancouver. Apparently, he had an on-again, off-again addiction to heroin, and he sadly died up in Vancouver while they're still shooting that show. And of course, this was a tough thing for Lea Michele to go through. Well, she is now appearing on the September cover of Women's Health magazine. And well, she's completely naked. She has no clothes on. Hmm. She is naked as a jaybird.
Okay.
She is nude. She is in the buff. Uh-huh. She is, there I'll is not a stitch of clothing on her.
I got that.
And if you look, and people have looked, right on her little derriere there, mm-hmm. her left little buttock, there is a tattoo that says Finn, the character's name that Corey Monteith played.
Yeah. Right.
Now, first of all, I find it kind of weird that she... You know, she's paying homage to her boyfriend, and she put his character's name.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you put Corey?
Well,
it's the same number of letters.
Yeah, well, I know. I don't know why, but she decided to put the character's name there. That's one thing. But then I got to thinking, looking at this picture of Lea Michele.
Yeah, you looked. Okay.
I got to thinking. You know, Lea Michele is 29 years old, an attractive and talented young woman. I suspect that she's got some level of intelligence as well. She's a catch, let's face it. She's going to end up with somebody. She's going to have some sort of relationship with someone now
Very
that she's over
actress,
yes. the death of her loved one there, Corey. Let's say you're the new husband, and you're with Lea. And you got to look at this guy's name all the time, looking back at you.
You're going to look at the Finn every time.
Always there. Yeah. It might not be on her mind, but it's going to be on your mind as you have to stare at it at any moment of intimacy. And it seems to me that this is an ill-advised choice that Ms. Michele has made. Do you bear that in mind when you get that tattoo? Do you think, oh, geez, what about, you know, listen, I understand the whole thing. I love you so much, I'm going to get your name tattooed on me. But, you know, oftentimes things don't work out. Then what do you do? 888-630-9625.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoo stories you want to share?
No, I don't have any tattoos. Interestingly enough.
You may have known someone who.
No, listen, I have made many decisions that I regretted in my life. But one, none of them had to do with inking my body. I don't have any tattoos. It is interesting to note that, you know, you are very coy about the tattoo situation.
What's there to be coy about?
Well, I mean...
I've been open with
you
the
You have
fact.
Hinted that you have one.
No, I've been completely honest. I've not hinted at all. But I have a tattoo.
But you have not described the tattoo in any way.
No, I have not.
And it's not obvious to me, and I sit next to you every day, so it must be...
Discreetly placed,
well, I would guess,
upon my anatomy.
Well, parts of the anatomy that I've not seen,
nor will you ever, my friend.
Nor do I care to.
That's true.
So, I mean, but
no one knows what it is or where it is.
But it,
well, a few people know what it is and where it is.
Is this a problem for you?
Is it a problem? I can tell you that Meredith wishes I did not have this.
Okay.
But it's not somebody's name.
Okay.
See, gotcha. That's the thing. It's not somebody's name in any way whatsoever.
No, I can understand how this happens. You get drunk, you are high, and you think you're in love, and this is the person forever.
Come on, baby. Let's go. I'm going to tattoo your name.
No, I'm so committed
You're right.
to you.
I ain't getting Brian tattooed on any part of me.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
Maybe a picture. Maybe your headshot. I could do that.
I don't understand the tattoo thing. I never have. It is the one thing I've told my daughter. You could be disowned for only one
wow,
thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's that big? Yeah, see, I don't take it that far. If my kids want to get tattoos,
well, I would really
no
take it that far, but I've threatened it.
Well, all right, Billy in Fairfax, you're first up on Oh, no, Billy, you did it. Tell me you did not do this, Billy. You're on WMAL. Tell us your story.
Yeah, actually, I did, and I'm a pretty conservative guy, but when the shirt comes off, it's tattoos and abs, as I like to say.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I got a woman's name tattooed on my chest, and it wasn't going to stand for a long time. I just don't put a lot of stock in it. It's only skin. It's only ink. But, yes, I have another woman's name tattooed on my chest, and, man, the first time of some of the ladies see that, it's just like, who's that? Why is she so special? And what about me?
Right.
And, yeah.
Did you think to yourself when you broke up with her, it's like, oh, now I got to find another woman with her name?
Actually, you know, I was thinking about getting a huge cover-up, but it was so painful, especially where it's located. I said, no, we're just going to deal with it, and I'll just explain it. And I got more up there to kind of take away from just that one area. But I'll tell you what, it's been pretty funny when you date somebody for 4 or 5 years, and my current girlfriend and I are going to get married, and, you know, I have this woman's name tattooed on my chest, and it's just a topic conversation. But I feel bad for her when people ask her, you know, is your name Lauren? And she has to respond and say no.
I am
going to get it covered up here eventually. I'm going to sit down and deal with it because it's going to be quite painful. But, hey, if I was man enough to get it the first time around, I'll get it the second time.
Sure.
But I'll never forget the tattoo artist telling me, he looked at me and he said, you don't want to do this. This is the first rule of tattooing. You don't do this. You don't do this. You don't do this.
It really is.
He tried to talk you out of it.
So, Billy, walk me through this for a second. When you end up with a woman who is not Lauren, and it's that moment where your shirt is going to come off, how do you break the news? How do you broach this subject?
I don't bring it up. They start to stare, and then they start to try to read. I move kind of fast anyway, so I just kind of move it around, and eventually they'll say, what's that? Because it's old English letters, so you really kind of have to know the style of lettering to kind of make sure it says what it says. It actually looks like it says Latino at first. So then when you look at it a little closer, you'll realize it says Lauren. But then they'll ask me, who was she? Is she dead? Is she this? Is she that? I'm like, no, somebody was important to me, and she went through a tough time in her life. Her father passed, and, you know, I put her name up on my chest.
See, you're a bigger man than I, Billy. I would go right to the, you know, it's my grandma. My grandma was really important to me. Your old grandma. I'm Catholic. St. Lauren is one of the most important saints, you know, something like that.
Well, now you're giving me ideas for cover-ups. Maybe I might have to go that route. So.
All right, Billy. Thanks for sharing. We will continue. We want more of your calls, and plenty of you do want to tell us your stories about your unfortunate tattoo choices like this one, especially.
And Lauren, if you're out there, please give us a call at 888-630-9065.
I didn't ask Billy. Did Lauren reciprocate? Did she end up with a big Billy somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Lauren may have had a big Billy, for all we know. 888-630-WMAL.
It's now 7:15 on WMAL.
And weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That is hilarious. But you know what? You guys missed this. Ladies, I'm sure, heard this. I'm just a gigolo. He said, when the ladies see this.
There were multiple ladies. I did catch that.
Thank
I didn't
you,
want to
Billy.
Dwell on it, poor Billy.
395 off the Beltway to Landmark, slowing. And the crash at Duke Street, police told me it had been over to the shoulder, but I'm looking at the cameras. Looks like still see flashing lights in the left lane, flashing lights on the right shoulder. So a lot to get through here at 395 as you pass the Landmark area. 66, the broken downs. We had three of them all cleared. So overall, delays through Manassas into Centerville and Fairlakes, Fair Oaks as you push up through to the Beltway. Oh, better news on Canal Road, that broken down bus. They were able to clear that inbound Canal Road after Arizona Avenue. Your travel lanes are open. Maryland 50, John Hanson Highway outside the Beltway. The crash happened on the outbound side eastbound as you head near Freeway Airport. A lot of activity in the median, and you can check it out as you're coming inbound, so that's why we have those big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some patchy morning fog and then sun and clouds mixed later today. Stray shower with thunderstorm possible, high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 71. And then tomorrow, we got some sun in the morning and then increasing clouds in the afternoon. Again, maybe a stray shower with thunderstorm possible tomorrow, high of 85. Right now, it's 76 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
So Lea Michele, the actress from Glee, she had revealed a while back that she had the tattoo of a little miniature number 5 under her arm, and that was the jersey number that the character Finn, played by her late boyfriend Corey
Monteith,
played.
She was in love with the character, not so much the guy.
That's
I'm beginning
what I'm
to wonder.
Thinking. That's what I'm thinking. So, but see, the 5 you can get away with. I mean, that's obscure enough. Now you got this name there, and so anyone who is now going to end up being married to Lea Michele, they're going to have her late ex-boyfriend just staring back at her all the time. And we wonder if you have similar stories about tattoos and relationships. Thomas in Woodbridge, you are next up on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, guys. So it's a story of a tattoo that wasn't had. My, at the time, best friend, his wife, her family is Mexican, he was white, and they wanted him to get her name tattooed. And when he didn't, they accused him of trying to keep his options open. He wasn't committed to the relationship.
Oh, man.
And it was just the biggest mess. It was absolutely hysterical. So he should never have been in the relationship anyway. She was an ex-girlfriend of another friend. All kinds of mess.
So they're saying, Mija, if he really loves you, he'll get your name tattooed on his body somewhere. Yeah. And when he said, I'm not into that, they're like, aha, aha.
He tried to explain to them, hey, you know, kind of like bad luck. not that I'm not committed, it's bad luck. And they were like, you don't really love her. You're not committed.
Yeah.
So it ended up, did it crash and burn? Was that the beginning of the end?
They're actually still together. This is 6 years later. It's not great, but they're still together.
All right, Thomas. Well, thank you. Keep giving us updates on that.
Yeah.
Robert in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. Tattoos and relationships, do they mix, Robert?
Hey, Robert.
Unfortunately, not sometimes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Morning.
I collect pinup artwork.
Okay.
And decided to get a pinup tattoo on my back of my wife. And now she is my ex-wife. So there you go.
Wait, so you went beyond the name. You actually have, like, so it's pinup, so it's like a Betty Page kind of thing. Like, she's wearing lingerie or something. She's looking all sexy.
Yes, correct.
And it's your ex-wife on your back.
That is correct.
How does that go over with the new girlfriends?
It's, since I'm single now, it's kind of interesting. They look at it and they go, oh, wow, that's really awesome. Because they know with different things like Look magazine covers, I have framed on the wall and things. So they find it very interesting until they meet my ex-wife, and then they kind of look at her and go, wait a minute.
And from that point forward, there are no more back rubs in that relationship.
Yeah, it's kind of like they see her and then they don't say anything, and then it's a very quiet ride home, and then suddenly the question comes like,
So let me ask you.
All right. Robert, that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God.
Have a great day.
That, and this man has some patience to sit through that kind of effort to get that kind of art on his back. Is it Rachel or Rochelle from Stafford here on WMAL? Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, guys. I had a tattoo when I was younger of my ex on my arm. And then I finally actually met my husband that I was going to live for forever. But I had this, I'm getting ready to get married, and I had this big old tattoo on my arm, kind of like right on my bicep. It looked horrible. And it was old. And so he decided that he would pay to have laser removal. And that was the most painful procedure.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you, which was worse, getting the tattoo or getting it removed?
Getting it removed, that was unbelievably horrible. And then you sit and smell your flesh burning and just see this procedure done. It was, but it's still never really gone because now you still have a scar. And then you have to explain the scar.
Yeah,
so
but
never really
Rachel, let me ask you this, though, because this is interesting. You got that tattoo for your boyfriend as a sign of love and commitment, right? Mm-hmm. And there was some pain involved in that. But now, the pain that you endured on behalf of your husband, I mean, what is a greater sign of love and devotion? Getting a tattoo of someone's name or having some dude's name removed to honor the man that you end up with?
Having it removed.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know it was painful, but he must have been really moved by that.
Can I just say here, listen, no criticism of you at all, but if you had never had it in the first place, then none of this would have been required. I mean, what was going on the moment you made the decision to get the tattoo? Was there liquor involved?
No, but I was young, and I felt like it was, I don't know. In that situation, I thought it was the right thing to do.
All right.
I mean, obviously, had I done it all over again, I'd never get a tattoo. And I even tell people, if they choose to get tattoos, just don't do it in a place where it's easily seen all the time.
See? Or don't do it at all.
See, that's what I did.
This is what I said.
That's what I did.
A cautionary tale for young people. Listen to your Rochelle's story and do not do likewise.
Or, you know,
just hide it.
You could. Yeah, exactly. Just hide it. All right, Maria calls on this in a moment, 723.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Want to talk about security. You know, when you talk about security, there's just one name that comes to mind, right? Ackerman? Because at Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. I mean, this is the time of year where, you know, you're busy with the kids or you're getting ready for that last-minute, you know, summer trip, but you need to think about home security or business security. Ackerman's the place to go. $19.95 a month. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide monitoring, all with a guaranteed response time. And look, they for a few dollars more if you want to get the bells and the whistles that will let you see what's going on at your house or your place of business just by looking at your smartphone. You can get that as well. They've got all the technology. You can even adjust lights, locks, and thermostats through your smartphone. It's very high-tech and, of course, very secure. Listen, here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone right now and give them a call. Mention WMAL. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Nothing to switch over. 3 months of monitoring free, and when you start to pay, you're going to pay less than you were paying before. Call now, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
725, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on Maryland's 50, John Hanson Highway, if you're leaving the Beltway and going westbound, the crash is after 704 before you get to Freeway Airport. Activity mostly had been in the median, and heading inbound 50, you can see all the activity, and that's why we're slowed just after 3:01, so plan for a little extra time there. Once beyond 50, it's going to be inside the Beltway. You'll hit that tie-up near 410, getting down to DC 295 from an earlier broken down on the ramp to 295. But hang on, we're having car problems this morning. One more stalled car southbound on 295 near East Capitol Street. It's been a busy one. Now let's go Maryland on 270 out of Frederick, off and on the brakes past Urbana down to 109 without anything reported along the way. And the Beltway, Virginia, Annandale, sluggish, and then north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances limited today. Warm, humid this morning. Patchy fog around. Clouds, sunshine otherwise. A cloud-sun mix this afternoon. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 76 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 727. And we continue our conversation, as I tell you, about actress Lea Michele, who is she's got a tattoo right now. It is of Finn, the character of the name of the character of Corey Monteith, the actor that she dated for so long. And we're asking you if relationships and tattoos are not a good idea. Russ and Roundhill, real fast here on WMAL. Hey, Russ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Three quick examples. I don't have ink myself, but my niece, on the day after graduation as an act of rebellion, got a set of tiger claws behind on her backside, just hooking out of the bottom of her bikini. And then when she got engaged to be married as a pre-wedding gift, they gave each other tattoos of each other's names and were divorced in 6 weeks.
6 weeks later, they're divorced. See, that's a bad idea. All right, Russ. That's what we're trying to warn you about. If you get that tattoo, just bear in mind that not everything lasts forever, but
no,
a tattoo does.
Yeah, the tattoo does.
It's 728.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
Hate making your bed? Now it's never been easier or faster. With the Nova Duvet Cover, one quick motion And in seconds, your bed is made to perfection, right down to the flawlessly fold-over top sheet look. This means no more messy layers, and you get a perfectly made bed every time. And that's not all. The Nova features a frustration-free zipper, so there's never any clumsy stuffing or buttoning on laundry day. Just slip it on, zip it up, and done. And you can choose from a great selection of beautiful colors, patterns, and sizes. So the next time you hear this, go ahead and hit that snooze. Because who couldn't use an extra few minutes of sleep? And for a limited time, get the Nova Duvet Cover at 10% off. Just go to NovaBedding.com and enter code 2020 and receive 10% off. That's NovaBedding.com, code 2020. NovaBedding.com, code 2020.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
Coming up on WMAL, the Olympics are right around the corner, and we'll give you the latest on the plans and what the athletes are doing after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In a highly unusual travel warning, health officials are advising pregnant women to avoid a part of Miami where mosquitoes are apparently transmitting Zika directly to humans. All 14 recent cases are thought to have occurred in Miami's Wynwood Area Arts District. The CDC also says expectant mothers should get tested for the virus if they have visited that neighborhood since mid-June. Donald Trump is scheduled to be in Loudoun County later this morning. His 11 a.m. campaign event in Ashburn take place at Briarwood High School. Trump, meanwhile, may be trying to put his public feud with a Gold Star family behind him.
He did not talk about this controversy with the Khan family at either event. Two big rallies, one in Ohio, one in Pennsylvania. Did not mention it at all. He did do a local TV news interview. During that interview, he said he considers Captain Khan to be a hero, but he still defends the fact that he went after these parents.
Correspondent Jim Acosta, the Trump campaign, meanwhile, sent out talking points to congressional supporters, urging them to come to his defense. The U.S. is conducting airstrikes on critical ISIS positions in Libya.
This northern coast of Libya, where ISIS has taken hold, just south of Europe. There is concern about ISIS using this as a pathway to move into Europe, to move into other areas in North Africa, to plan and stage additional attacks.
Correspondent Barbara Starr and lawyers for former Virginia First Lady Maureen McDonnell are asking a federal appeals court to set aside her corruption conviction, just as the Supreme Court threw out her husband's, and prosecutors are not opposing that defense motion. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,405, the NASDAQ at 5,184. Sports, Anthony Rendon drives in three runs as Steven Strasburg picks up his 15th win in the Nationals' victory over Arizona. The Orioles had the night off. They play Texas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Don't miss your last chance for the summer blowout sale from Chamonix. Right now, you'll get a free month of Genucel with your order today. That's right, Chamonix is giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's plant stem cell therapy, and you'll love it. With its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. And now Chamonix is also giving away their best-selling Lassance neck treatment absolutely free. Just pick up the phone and order Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720. Listen to this. Natalie, a real user from Montrose, Pennsylvania, said, I've used this product less than 2 weeks and see a brightness to my eyes and reduction in the appearance of bags. A great product. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call right now and upgrade to free shipping. That's right. Three free gifts with your order of Genucel. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Beltway, and Bethesda, keep alert. I just watched fire truck and ambulance head on the inner loop as you make your trip after 355 to the crash before Connecticut Avenue. So flashing lights as they arrive to the scene of the crash. Again, inner loop between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. On the outer loop, I'm seeing the delays now continuous to the scene of the crash with the rubbernecking there. On 270, it's been about the volume. Same story with 2995 BW Parkway, all pushing down through to the Beltway. West Friendship area, still some activity with the accident investigation. Southbound 32 at Pfeffercorn. Police tell me they have reopened southbound, but it's still about recovering now just south of I-70. Virginia, heading inner loop between Annandale and Tyson's, the volume on the increase. Mount Vernon, Memorial Highway between Old Mill Road and Ferry Landing Road for the crash. Heavy each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm, humid start to Tuesday and some patchy fog in spots. We'll have sun mixed with clouds and just a passing shower or a thunderstorm today. Seasonal temperatures about 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 73 in Herndon, 72 in Bowie, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05 brings us Nomi Kuntz. She is a big Sanders supporter. Is she jumping to the Green Party? Is she going to acquiesce and sell her soul for Hillary Clinton? We'll ask her and what other Sanders supporters are going to do. Then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's almost on us. Yes, that endless, epic, Olympic ceremony, opening ceremony is drawing nigh, as they say.
I'm pumped.
Are you ready?
I love the Olympics. Love it.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot of people like the Olympics, and we're starting to get a little bit of information about how the Olympics are going to unfold. And, well, here's the big news. I mean, you know, the opening ceremony, that's always the thing people talk about. I mean, if you don't care a thing about the athletics, you know, a lot of people gather around to watch the opening ceremonies. And one of the great stars of Brazil, happens to be married to an American football hero, Tom Brady.
Yes.
Gisele Bündchen.
That's true.
She's a big Brazilian supermodel, right?
Sure she is.
Well, she's going to be a part of this opening ceremony, as you might imagine, because she's one of the most bankable, noted stars in the Brazilian universe.
Okay.
And so she's going to be, apparently, in the opening ceremony, one hears, there'll be music.
The girl from Ipanema.
She'll be dancing to this song.
Wow, is that Gisele?
Yeah.
She sounds good.
No, that's not her singing.
Oh,
but she'll be dancing to this. And then apparently while she's dancing to this music, she gets robbed in the opening ceremony as part of a, I'm not really quite sure what they're trying to show here, that it's a third world country where robbery is a problem. I'm not sure, but apparently she will be robbed as part of the ceremony and sort of a little play acting scene there.
If they're trying to, you know, sort of evoke the essence of going to Brazil,
well,
I guess that
she's
makes sense.
Basically, you're walking down the street, you know, just minding your business, sort of grooving to the girl from Ipanema, and all of a sudden you get mugged.
Visit Brazil. We dance the samba. We have thongs on the beach, and a giant statue of Jesus,
and we get mugged.
We get mugged.
And apparently there's a big chase scene around the 78,000-seat stadium as part of the opening ceremonies, and eventually the police get the bad guy. And apparently the moral of this story, in case you missed it, is that good wins out in the end.
Will Tom Brady be there, and will he bring any deflated balls with him?
I don't know if Tom Brady is going to go to the Zika zone.
All right.
You know, because, you know, he's got football stuff to worry
pre-season.
About.
By the way, I know we're talking about the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Did you realize that last weekend was the last weekend where there is no NFL football?
Yeah, I know.
Starting this weekend, there will be NFL football every Sunday between now and the Super Bowl.
Good.
Wow.
I'm ready. I'm ready for some football.
All right, back to the Olympics where they do not play football.
By the way, the only reason we know...
By the way, I believe Tom Brady does have a free schedule right now. He can go down to Brazil.
That's right.
He's got a little extended vacation
Maybe it all works out
there
in the end there for
that
Tom.
That was all the plan, yeah.
All right, by the way, just remember... Tom Brady wakes up every day next to Gisele Bündchen. It's not so bad to be Tom Brady. All right, so listen, the opening ceremony, we know about this whole robbery thing because a lot of people are spoiling the opening ceremony by taking phone videos and posting them on social media.
Well, you know, they ask the community, the city, to volunteer. Like, they get thousands of people. Unlike in China, where they, you know, they're voluntold to go show
up for
the opening ceremony. They actually take volunteers here. So everyone's there. It's like, okay, fine, we'll do this thing. We'll rehearse. We'll do the whole formations and all the stupid stuff we do. But while they're there, they're Snapchatting all of it and saying, guess what? This is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I'm sure NBC is really happy about
that. Yeah, you got to know that they're upset. Said about that. By the way, they're having some problems there. The Olympic sailing ramp has collapsed.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Yeah, it has collapsed into the putrid waters off the shores of Brazil.
This is the same water that has, like, you know, dead bodies floating in it and stuff.
Yeah, it's got raw sewage and waste and
sailing.
And human bodies have washed up. Yeah.
So this is the main ramp where this is where the boats come up.
A sailing ramp is. Well, it has collapsed.
This whole thing. Seriously, and I hope nothing happens.
Yeah.
But this has a real bad feeling about it, doesn't it?
I don't feel good about it.
I feel like something bad is going to happen, then something's going to collapse, a roof's going to cave in.
Yeah. By the way, it's not just the water. You remember the old song, Don't Drink the Water and Don't Breathe the Air?
Yeah.
You can't breathe the air there in Rio either, apparently.
Really?
Rio's air fails to meet World Health Organization standards ahead of Olympics. Brazil declared in its official bid for the Olympic Games, which opened on Friday, that Rio's air quality was within limits recommended, but that's not true, apparently.
The last I checked, breathing is a really important part of being an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone just, you know, being a spectator as well. We spectators, we enjoy breathing too. But, you know, if they gave us all the warnings about the Beijing air quality, right? If they were able to make it through there, they should be able to make it through Rio. But the difference is, you know, Beijing, that's a totalitarian state.
They said no cars.
Right, remember that?
No cars.
There's no driving for like a week ahead of time. I don't think they can do that in Rio.
No, I don't think they can do that. By the way, if they did, there would be protests like there were just yesterday, Sunday. Thousands and thousands of angry Brazilians protested on the streets Sunday demanding that suspended president. Yes, they're going to have the Olympics in a country where the president has been suspended.
Because she's pending an impeachment trial.
An impeachment trial. Yes, lovely, lovely political environment to be walking into. Well, they're demanding that she not attend the Olympics because they say, well, she's got an impeachment pending and she shouldn't be there. But she says she's going to go, apparently.
Instead of the interim president.
Yeah.
So well, that's a tough call. I mean, who's going to be the one to sort of represent Brazil if you've got a president mm-hmm. who's under impeachment?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then
what
finally.
You got more.
I got one more.
All right.
Ryan Lochte, the swimmer.
Yes.
He's a party boy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And he's an 11-time Olympic medalist.
Yes.
He took to social media over the weekend to share that he has bleached his hair and then painted it or dyed it pale silver blue.
Yes.
He's got
I've seen a picture of this. His hair is all silver blue now.
According to this story, which I'm reading here from Time.com, it's quite striking against his tan because he spends a lot of time in the sun at the pool and his bright blue eyes. But why the blue? The swimming sensation stayed mum on his rationale. Maybe he wanted to get the... This is just a speculation on the part of the reporter who wrote this. Maybe he just wanted to get the merman vibes going.
Brian Wilson, did you just say that Ryan Lochte's hair is quite striking against his tan body and his steel blue eyes?
I am quoting the story.
Are you going to get Ryan's name tattooed somewhere?
So Ryan Lochte has blue hair.
Ryan Lochte is kind of the best thing about our Olympics team. He's like a train wreck in a Speedo. This is going to be a wonderful thing to watch. And by the way, if you're an Olympic athlete and you're going to dye your hair, how brilliant is it to dye it silver blue? Because, you know, when you go to the Olympics, you want to go for the silver.
Yeah.
The hell was he thinking?
I have no idea.
Gold, Ryan. Gold.
It's
we want gold.
744.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Want to talk to you now about Zero Res. This is the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They left them looking brand new, smelling clean. I forgot to mention that. You know, when they were out doing my carpets last time, they did my sofas. They did my chair. I have these, like, white canvas chairs. They're kind of cool looking with the wood. Anyway, man, did they clean those things. If you've got, like, any kind of upholstery or cleaning that you need to do and your hardwoods, Zero Res, they're the ones to talk to. And by the way, Zero Res means zero residue. So that means you're left without any residue. Zero Res is totally green, toxic-free, natural cleaning. It's safe for you. It's safe for your kids. It's safe for your pets. But most importantly, it's just the best darn cleaning job you're ever going to have on any of those parts of your house. And they guarantee their work, Zero Res does. You're going to be totally satisfied. So do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply now, but that is such a cheap deal. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's now time for WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we need to start with the good news on the Beltway. So, Maryland will do that. To the Wilson Bridge, you're backing up before you get to 210, just after St. Barnabas Road. Now, that's the good news. The not-so-good news, we have a couple accidents. Let's go into Bethesda. Inner loop between 355 and Connecticut Avenue. It looks like only one lane squeezing by the scene of the crash. Now that we have fire and rescue units there. So, as you're coming around the Beltway north of River Road, and you're getting onto that inner loop toward Old Georgetown Road, that's where you're hitting those delays. And coming off at 270 southbound, again, heading toward the crash before Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop, you can see all the activity, so it's a solid lineup from 95. Second accident on the Maryland Beltway, Greenbelt on the outer loop as you come past, looks like past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Kenilworth Avenue, so we have rubbernecking on the inner loop side as well. Virginia Beltway, it's just been about the volume. 66, heavy through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but lanes are reported open. 28 out of Sterling, had to do a double check on this one. Crews say nothing in the way, just the heavy volume as you push southbound, making your travels from Waxpool Road off and on down toward the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures, meaning right where we should be this time of year as we head on through today. Up in the upper 80s, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Might be some patchy fog in spots this morning. Some clouds tonight, down to 71. Wednesday, increasing clouds, isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. 85 degrees with an east breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 76 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
turn our attention back to Ellicott City, where we've been just amazed at the way that community has gotten together after this. They're calling it a once-in-a-thousand kind of storm that created flash flooding that absolutely just devastated the small downtown, the historic downtown area there of Ellicott City, Maryland. And we saw that video, of course, that got played internationally of this this chain, this rescue of a woman stuck in the car. Here's what it sounded like as you were in the middle of that flooding there in Ellicott City.
Wall of water.
And a human chain put together to rescue a woman. And we told you yesterday about the story where this woman, Jamie Knight, she got out and she was in such a daze and so frightened, she never actually got to meet the man who was at the end of that chain.
Or at
who
least didn't get his name, didn't you?
Yeah, just she got a hug out of him, but that was it.
She was freaked out, as you might imagine.
Well, yesterday on Channel 9, there was a reunion.
Not a problem. I mean, it was the decent thing to do.
The humble man called everyone there a hero Monday and said jokingly, once he got home to his wife,
she yelled at me at first in tears, told me never to do it again.
But seriously, he says, not doing anything wasn't an option.
The river was kind of cresting, and we didn't expect anyone to survive if they went down that far.
And it's just, again, our hats are off to these folks of Ellicott as they continue
that. That guy is just like an everyday guy, works in a toy store right there on Main Street, has worked there for 3 years, and he just happens to be there. And what I always love about these kind of stories is how there in a moment of crisis, just an average guy works in a toy store, does something incredibly heroic. I mean, at one point, he nearly got washed away. And could have easily been killed and died, as there were two other people who drowned there. It was a very brave thing to do, and I just love that people will stand up in those moments.
And I think it's important and heartening to recognize that this is the case more often than not. Mm-hmm. That just everyday Americans, we look out for each other, we try to help each other, we get it done, and you don't have to hold political office. You don't have to be somebody like, oh, I don't know, Senator James Rosapepe.
Rosapepe.
Okay, Rosapepe. Yeah, I'm not familiar with Mr. Rosapepe, are you? Mm-hmm. Because he is the co-chair of a key environmental subcommittee in the Maryland Senate. And according to the Baltimore Sun, it is only 48 hours after this happened Saturday night in Ellicott City that he is trying to make some sort of international political case out of this and linking the flash flood in Ellicott City to, wait for it.
Here it comes.
Climate change.
Yeah, there it is.
That's right.
You knew
that's
that was
right. It would be very naive if we did not see this as part of climate change, he said. Those of us who live upland are really impacted by climate change, and this is the perfect example. It's a little bit like terrorism, he said, and that we don't know what nut job is going to shoot someone else, but we do know that there are nut jobs out there and they are likely to shoot someone, so we have to prepare ourselves, just like we have to prepare ourselves for more floods because of climate change. Here's the thing. We need more of these guys who work at toy stores and who help each other out, and less of Mr. State Senator Rosapepe and his climate change agenda. It's 7:51.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and I'm coming to Wolf Trap to talk about 7 things I have learned. I tell stories and talk about how we put our radio show together. I give a kind of live on-stage demonstration of how the radio show works. I play clips. I play rare videos. I play things that were never on the radio and never will be. It'll be a little bit like listening to This American Life, except you'll see sound coming out of my actual, you know, face. That's Saturday, August 20th. Tickets at wolftrap.org.
7:53, time for the CNBC Business Report with John Terrett. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. Two major Dow components out with earnings this morning. Within the last hour, the world's largest maker of household and personal care products, Procter & Gamble, lost ground compared to the same period last year, but earnings still beat Wall Street expectations. Revenue at drug maker Pfizer rose 11%, driven by sales of newer drugs, beating expectations. Insurance company Aetna also beat the street, but it's backing off expansion plans. We are less than an hour away now from the day's first economic data. That's going to be July auto sales, followed then by personal income and spending. In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is announcing details of his latest billion-dollar stimulus package to aid his limping economy. Pokemon Go has been downloaded 100 million times, according to reports. That's up 25% since July. And Twitter's communications director has quit the company this morning, just a few months after joining. The chief marketing officer will take over the role instead. I'm John Terrett, CNBC Business Radio on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
You know, selling your home can be exciting, but face it, can also be very stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience, and that agent is my friend Frank Brindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy, because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capital Heights home with no results when she called Frank. He evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. You see, all agents are not the same. It's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Brindle in the Metro DC area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Brindle today, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Must begin on the Beltway again. We have problems. Maryland, Bethesda, the crash on the inner loop between 355 and before you get to Connecticut Avenue. It looks like we have delays now just as you come off of 270 and just north of River Road. And that stretch of the Beltway just bumper to bumper again, seen at the crash before Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop, continuous slowdown through to that point with rubbernecking. Greenbelt, the crash on the outer loop northbound at Kenilworth Avenue. That too along the right side with inner loop slowing to rubberneck. Route 100, we are still struggling with this crash on Route 100 westbound right as you come up to the exit for 295 of the BW Parkway. Delays are back, continuous from 97. So if you can avoid 100, see a lot of commuters taking 32. That will pick up some of the volume. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, chances limited today. Warm, humid this morning. Patchy fog around. Clouds, sunshine otherwise. A cloud-sun mix this afternoon. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 7:56.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have. have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.